This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, and now to outer space. Next month, NASA will launch something called the Gravity Probe B from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. Scientists hope the 3.5-ton probe will shed new light on space warps, string theory, and Einstein's theories about gravity. To find out more about the probe's mission, Day to Day's David Kestenbaum spoke with Ira Flatow. Ira is our regular Thursday guest and host of NPR's Science Friday.
Gravity Probe B, a pretty catchy name. What does it look like? What's it supposed to do?
Well, this is a 3.5-ton, 7-meter-high experiment. It's really an interesting experiment that's going to be launched into space, scheduled, I think, on December 6th. And it's like 30 years in the making. They've been trying to get this thing off the ground. And it's a really interesting experiment because it's trying to prove certain consequences of Einstein's general theory of relativity, which he predicted way back around 1916.
Which has done pretty well so far.
Yeah, it's been done very well, except that, you know, the interesting thing, as you know, is that you can't prove all parts of the theory because some of the ways don't exist to do that. And that now this experiment will try to prove some of the things he said, but they didn't have the technology to do. And this satellite will try to show and find out whether a heavy body in gravity, a massive body in gravity like the Earth or the Sun, when it spins, does it actually drag space-time with it? You know, like an agitator in a washing machine as it goes around, it drags the water with it. Does the Earth, when it spins, actually drag the fabric of space with it?
I understand that it includes the world's most perfectly round spheres.
Yeah, these spheres are like, you know, little ping-pong balls. There are four of them, and that's the way they prove this, is they create a device with four very precise gyroscopes. And you know what a gyroscope does is that you point it in one direction and it stays pointed in that direction. Well, if you take the gyroscope and you put it in orbit, it will point in a certain direction and stay pointed. Now, if the Earth is actually dragging space-time with it, because this gyroscope stays pointed, it will detect the drag.
So if you were on the satellite, it would look like the gyroscope had somehow moved.
Right, and they're probably the most accurate machine-tooled thing ever made on Earth.
So what's the hope? What's it supposed to look at, discover?
Well, if it's going to try to discover, I think, two things. One is going to try to discover whether there is this turning of the fabric of space, whether it really is spun around like Einstein predicted it is, and how much is it spun around. But it's also going to try to figure out a constant of gravity, a constant of what this turning force is. And that may be actually the more interesting part.
Do you think anyone actually believes that Einstein was wrong?
I think there are people who believe that Einstein's general theory of relativity is not the final answer. That, yeah, there are scientists who do believe we may have to tweak it a little bit. But I think they're, you know, particle physicists, quantum physicists who really believe in quantum physics, and the new string theorists who really believe that strings will unite, you know, all the laws of and all the forces in nature. And I think that they're trying to find a way to make it work. And if that means possibly tweaking Einstein a little bit, like Einstein had to tweak Newton, I think they're willing to do that.
Are you a fan of the Brans-Dickey theory variation on general relativity?
No, but my wife is.
Ira Flatow, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday, talking with Day to Day's David Kestenbaum.